Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And Joe, we found some sound here. This is the horse from the Kentucky Derby Sovereignty.
Yeah,
discussing his load management.
That's funny. Such an idiot. Such an idiot, man.
Sorry.
So now you're gonna be checking on.
Honestly, what I'm.
Why don't you do this?
I'm trying to make it so uncomfortable that that lady finds you someday again and talks to you about horses.
Well, I mean,
and your lack of knowledge of horses.
But I was looking. I knew I stayed with real generic stuff when I was talking about it last week, and then you started doing your stuff to get people upset that are in the business.
I didn't do it on purpose. It was a joke.
What'd you call stud feast? What'd you call it?
I called the act of doing it, I called it studding. The load management thing was just, it was just kind of a joke. Obviously, it didn't go over well for that woman.
Yeah, but I get it. You skip one because the races are close, and sometimes...
Yeah, he's resting his hoofs.
Right. Can't make it for all three races, the big three, and the Triple Crown. Chance at the Triple Crown, everybody wants.
This guy says, 5'4", says, Joe, if you need a jockey helmet, I'd be happy to cut you two eye holes in a 5-gallon bucket.
See, that's what you've done. So as soon as you decided to go there, I knew I was so go ahead. Somebody put a horse head in there. Let's just get it over. Horse head. By the way, we had a guy. I can't remember Wally's last name. Anybody remember Wally's in the early 80s? Wally, they used to call him Horsehead. So we asked him one night, like, Wally, he used to hang around with it. Wally, he was in all the clubs doing marketing stuff and had, you know. He said, Wally, what size head do you have, man? Because his head did look a little larger. And he goes, 9. 9? Holy shit. 9. So then one of the guys, you know, freaking Horsehead, man. So I always think of Wally.
And 9, huh?
9. Size 9 head.
That's custom.
That's a big noggin.
That's a custom.
They don't make those. That's a specially made helmet right there. That's different deal. There's no question.
Do they make giant hats at like the big and tall stores?
Yeah, they got.
They do have hats.
They have hats for 8.
No, 8's a normal size. 8 is the cutoff.
8 is not.
For fitted hats, that's a normal size.
7¾, I would say, is.
No, you can buy 8 at Lids.
You can?
Yeah, trust me, I worked there for a while.
Oh, all right. Then you'd know.
I know the hat game.
You know the hat game.
Now I will ask you this, Joe, because this guy has texted this in 3 times now. Do you think guys are late for Paul Maurice?
No. So I had
hockey is not, it's not a good comparison.
So I had this talk with Gold. We were talking, and you know, Goldie does the preseason games on TV with Bo for CBS. So I said, man, they just don't, this stuff doesn't happen in that sport. Like, You know, what's the first thing they say about Big Bob? Oh, Big Bob's first one there. He gets himself prepared. He's last one to leave. But it just drives me nuts. And see, now you got me going again. So we're going to have Omar coming on late 9 o'clock hour.
I credit the texters for this. Anything we can do to get you going?
No, it's fine.
I didn't know you were going to, like,
so
take it this seriously. But
so the OTAs, they're voluntary. And everybody makes it clear, especially guys that don't go, hey, it's voluntary. I don't have to be there. I'll be there for mini camp. That is mandatory, but you can't fine me for not showing up. So our owner went out and built this unbelievable place, part of it to recruit players that would that care about facilities and a nice field to run around on. And then second of all those things that come with it, just from the best grass you can get, the Rolls Royce of grass. We own the company. Mr. Ross owns the company. Then food. Hey, you don't have to. Hey, where you guys want to eat today? Those guys all go, what do you mean where we want to go? The food's the best in there. They went out and hired the best chefs. So they got that. They got a hospital right next to it if you need to get checked for something. And I'm not taking away from all these guys who do these off-season workouts. I because there's still a lot of free time in between OTAs and mini camps and staying in shape if you still want to go work out at these places. But for the life of me, they make you one of the highest paid players at your position, and they ask you as part of being a leader, do you mind showing up for the other guys who are here, the young guys, and working with them, especially if you want to win, because we need all these young guys. And you don't show up, I don't get it, man. It's how he plays in the game. And if you're late, it doesn't matter. It's how he plays in the game. Is he not one of the best players? Yeah, but you can do some other things to help other guys if you care about that, or is it just I got mine? That's all. Whether it's being late or, the OTA. It's not like they have OTAs for 6 off-season months or 5 months. I don't know how long. I don't even know how long the OTA program is. It's not that long. But it's not like they're asking you to go out in some that place we did. Nothing against St. Thomas University. But that was a shoal. It was. The fields were great. They were fine. But everything else was bad. Anyway, I didn't mean to say that, Woody. I'm sorry. I know you think I did. I didn't do that, man.
Jeez.
Well, you get me going.
I didn't get you going. I just lobbed that text up there. It was pretty fun.
But, you know, all that matters is how he plays on Sunday. Well, you know, really, no, because you look at this team, like they need leadership more than ever because we need this draft class to play, to have a chance. Let's say have a chance, you know, to get where you want to get to in the playoffs. And stop this drought of not winning a playoff game since 2000. Anyway,
you good?
I'm fine. I'm sorry about that. You guys, I don't know why I do that, man. Sorry. You laugh too.
It's just funny, like someone brings up hockey players being on time. It's like, yeah, of course they're on time, but like.
By the way, let me take you think Spo's got that problem?
I don't think
he does.
I don't know, man. The Jimmy Butler thing was pretty dysfunctional. So
no,
Jimmy Butler is on time
for those meetings when they have. Well, it's not like the basketball team meets all the time when they're on the road.
I'm guessing Jimmy Butler did what Jimmy Butler wanted to do, man.
I would love to know.
Didn't he miss a flight or something? Wasn't that one of his things? He got his 8 suspensions.
He said that was BS.
I'm sure the team made it up.
No, he's claiming the team gave him permission, but I don't know.
Oh, okay, sure.
There's a breakdown between the leak between the team and Jimmy and Jimmy's agent between that. We got to find out from the team leaking stuff and the agent leaking stuff. Boy, I tell you what, I don't know how much stuff we can trust.
I got to show you this picture, by the way. Someone was talking about the jockey that won the Preakness. The wife is like a model of some sort.
Yeah.
And
6 feet tall over him.
Picture with there's two kids, the jockey and the wife, and the jockey looks like the third kid.
Yeah.
Standing next to her, essentially.
All right. Well, Woody, let's go to break here.
I'll show you the picture if you're interested.
Let's get all caught up here. You're really interested. I swear to God, I'm getting somebody from the horse industry today.
Can it be that lady? Can we track her down?
I don't even know who she is. How am I going to find her?
Well, let's look up. Maybe they have like a staff directory with pictures.
I wouldn't even know what she looked like.
You drank too much?
I told my wife, I said we were talking.
Maybe she could pick her out of a lineup there if I
No, my wife just said she, as she was leaving, she went in her ear, she stand next to me and goes, I've been dying to do that to him. Let him know how I feel.
Did your wife like it? He got put in your place there?
I think
she's Your lack of horse knowledge?
I think my wife's numb. Numb to it. She's heard everything possible about me. Seriously. My wife had somebody come up to her and tell her that I was with a lot of women in my past life.
That's not cool.
And she knew. I mean, it was very, when I say women, I mean, I dated a lot. All right. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. We got more stuff.
You had a rough segment there.
Rough segment. Rough segment.
You need to regroup.
I'm digging a hole and I can't get out of it. Would he help me? I'm drowning.
Get your big shovel today.
Big shovel. Big horse, the big shovel. Hurricane season is right around the corner, man. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. Nobody's going to do it like those guys. Great work. Boy, I'm telling you right now, you got an old leaky roof. I know what you're thinking. We're going to try to get through one more year and just kind of patch it up and hope that we can just get one more year in. Hey, listen, we've dodged some bullets down here, but you can't count on that. It's going to be an active hurricane season. Replace your old roof now and pay later. The one thing you can do is protect your home with the best products when it comes to Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. They take care of the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews for you to review. Say big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They cover all of South Florida. They do great work. Whether you're looking for a new roof or you're looking for windows or a door, hurricane-proof, ready to go for you. Nobody's going to do it. Loctite Impact, windows, doors, and roofing.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of the Joe Rose Show on WQAM is sponsored by Loctite Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Loctite Impact, South Florida's top-rated impact windows, doors, and roofing provider with thousands of five-star
showing symptoms is one of the most important decisions you can make. Life Imaging FLA has three convenient locations, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Call Life Imaging FLA for that free heart scan now with just a few minimum requirements. From your cell phone, call #250 and say the keyword free heart scan. #250 and say free heart scan.
Traffic on WQAM is sponsored by Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall.
The best in luxury is at Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. Get $3,500 lease cash on new ES sedans or sign and drive the best-selling RX or all-new GX with zero down payment. It's all at Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. Call 305-KENDALL.
An accident slowing you down this morning in Atterbury County on Florida's Turnpike southbound before Hollywood Boulevard. It is affecting the left lane, so stop-and-go traffic continues in the area. Miami-Dade dealing with some stop-and-go traffic along the Palmetto southbound from I-75 to Northwest 74th Street. That's traffic. I'm Elia Escobar on AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9, HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Time for your weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 80 degrees at the moment, and we have no rain in the forecast. And Joe, just get people up to date on our contests here once again. We just had our second Whiskey Stars and Cigars a few weeks ago. We got a chance for you to win
good
tickets
time.
To Drew Estate's sold-out Barn Smoker. Get a tour of the Florida Sun-Grown Farm. Enjoy fine spirits, a catered dinner, and an exclusive Barn Smoker cigar pack upon arrival. For your chance to win, go to the WQAM contest page and enter. You must be 21 or older to win and attend. You want the other contest we're doing as well. Would you like both of them while we're at it? Your ticket to summer is here. Live Nation, they got $30 tickets to more than 1,000 shows. And to celebrate, we're giving you a chance to win tickets to 5 shows at I Think Financial Amphitheater. Shows include Dierks Bentley, The Offspring, Toto, Keisha, Pantera, and more. It's easy to enter. Just go to WQAM contest page and enter right there. And you could win. For more info on how you can see your show for just $30, go to livenation.com.
All right. Sounds good, Woody.
That's all I got for you.
All right, man. That's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff.
Horse, man.
You stop with the horses, man. Seriously.
I hope that lady finds you.
Why do you think that's so funny, by the way? Why do you think it's funny?
Because of all the topics that you talk about, I'm shocked that that was the one.
My wife has not gone to a charity event with me in years.
I wonder why.
No, I did something years ago. I emceed an event, and I embarrassed her, and I did a play-by-play of her leaving. And
how'd you embarrass her? Do you know, you don't have to say if you don't want it. I'm kind of putting you on the spot here.
I broke whatever rule it was, I'm guessing, about how somebody looked or something. Huh. I saw her in the back, and I saw her she got up. I knew where she was sitting at the table, and I looked up, and I go, well, there goes my wife. She's just getting up. She's walking out the back door. She's getting ready to Uber home, and she's pissed off. I don't know what made me do that, kind of to add on to it. So you know how people are looking, going, is he making this up? And so the people sitting at the table, as soon as I finish, go, oh, she's gone. She's not happy. So anyway, she goes, hey, listen, next time I'll never go to another charity event that you MC ever. Never go, because I don't trust you.
And so she finally went back to one, and
she goes to one, and the horsewoman comes up as we're leaving. It was great. We're just going out. We're going to have a drink. We're staying at Hard Rock for another, hour or two, and just sit around, shoot the breeze with all our guys. And this woman comes up and tells me what an embarrassment I am to horse. She heard the horse community.
Yeah.
And Woody, I was like trying to figure out, and I couldn't. And then the next day I went, oh, you, damn, I know what it was. You're talking about horse stud fees and
load management, we called it.
Load management and, yeah, the whole thing.
Sorry about that.
I guess that really, whatever she was embarrassed. And I did take a half a jab. I go, you don't have to worry. I don't talk much if it's not one of the big races. I don't talk much about it because she mentioned Gulfstream, so I just figured she worked there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Whatever, not a big deal. Woody.
I'll bring up the staff directory. We'll see if we can't find her. Maybe we'll track.
Not looking,
down.
Woody. We got stuff
Love
going on, man.
We
got the
in.
Conference finals and
Panthers got a watch party. By the way,
You didn't say that. Where are we going tomorrow?
Well, they just announced it. This is recently on Twitter here. The Game 2 watch party is set. It looks like you can get tickets right now, Joe. War Memorial Auditorium.
Oh, down where the practice facility is.
Yep, so that's for the game on Thursday. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday is what we got coming up here.
Yeah.
Saturday ought to be a good ticket.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what, the fans down here have been getting a lot of Friday, Sunday, and a little Saturday in between. Hey, maybe being the road team's not all bad on these series for people like to really have a good time at these home games. I'll tell you what, man, the fan base just continues to grow for the Panthers when you do this, what they are doing, and it's not going away anytime soon. They do have a tough decision to make, I believe, on Bennett. In Bennett's contract's up. You don't want to lose him. He's a big, big part of this too, but my God. Any chance Marchand comes back or that he likes it so much that he comes back for another year or two?
Yeah, I would think so.
I just don't know what the money situation with. They maxed out. They got a lot of guys making a lot of money now, man, for hockey. For Hagee's getting paid. He got a new contract. You look around at all the players. Reinhart got the new contract at the end of the year. Obviously, Tkachuk, when he signed here, got one. Big Bob got the first one. And also Barkov, all getting paid. I don't know how many guys you can pay, but those guys been great, man, about working with each other because they wanted to stay together and win. But and no state taxes. Let's not forget about that. Never bad thing either. But what a story last night, man. To beat a team on the road as good as Toronto. I mean, it's one thing to win, like they did in overtime down here, came back and won that game three. But you win 6-1, 6-1. Tied 2-2. You go back there, you win 6-1. Just destroy them. I thought it was a bigger ass kicking last night. I really did. They just
so they came out fast. Toronto had some chances right in the first period. They did have
point
some
blank
breakaways and stuff. And
so they had the puck sitting up high. The guy whiffs on a wide open. All he's got to do is hit the baseball, man. Hit it, and it's. I mean, it was wide open, and he whiffed. But that's part of it, right? No, there were some chances to score there. That one was just if he connects. What was it about? What do you say about waist high? That show maybe a little lower. He just missed it, and it was wide open. Didn't have to be a great shot.
No, they had their chances, but
and then he did have some great stops. He had some great stops, though. He didn't have a lot of them, but the numbers here stops in the last four games, 88 of 92 shots. Big Bob has
seems like that sport, the home ice just doesn't matter. You know, I know it's kind of big in basketball. Obviously, in football, it's huge.
Well, they've just got – these guys got so many road wins. They just don't care. So I heard those guys talking about this topic, getting away as a group, as a team, together having dinner the night before. You're not going to have that at home, right? You're with your family. You show up. I guess maybe it is. Maybe it is a big thing to hang out as a group, be with your guys, you know, guys' night. And then get up in the morning and get ready to play a game on the road. All right. Hey, listen, we've got some more stuff. Not that I agree with them. if you haven't heard, Omar Kelly's Miami Herald Dolphins columnist is going to join us coming up. He's got a little take on Jalen Ramsey and some other players and finding another veteran cornerback. We'll have all that for you coming up next with Omar.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.